From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Two Syrian opposition groups said Saturday that rebels have broken the government siege of the northern city of Aleppo after fierce fighting the past 6 days. But the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the siege had not been broken, but that fighting was very intense in Ramousa. The rebels and Syrian state media say insurgent groups launched a fresh offensive Saturday to try to break a government siege on a rebel-held neighborhood in Aleppo, triggering intense clashes and airstrikes on the southern edge of Syria's second-largest city. Early reports Saturday say a coalition of Arab and Kurdish fighters is reported to have taken almost complete control of a strategic northern Syrian city that was a stronghold of the Islamic State group. Excitement is building in Rio de Janeiro Saturday as the Olympics are getting underway.
We're from Norway. We're coming to see Norway women's handball against Brazil. And Norway is the defending Olympic champion. So, wow, we're going to win today, I hope.
More than 200 Olympic teams are competing, including the first ever team of refugees. Some spectators hope the games will have an impact beyond the final competition.
Well, I hope that the games elevate the country and elevate the situations here. That is my optimistic outlook.
Amazing!
But we have to wait and see for it. But my hope it is that the games do benefit the country in the long run.
As part of the kickoff festivities, late Friday night, a French luminographer decorated Rio de Janeiro's famed Christ the Redeemer statue to the excitement of many onlookers. This is VOA News. Al-Shabaab waged mortar attacks in southwestern Somalia Saturday, killing a 15-year-old girl and wounding four of her family members. Witnesses say the militant group also fired mortars on the airport in the town of Baidoa. It's the second heaviest bombardment on the town by Al-Shabaab in just over a month. Last month, two children were killed and 19 others wounded after heavy mortar attacks by Al-Shabaab. Election results in South Africa's two largest cities, Johannesburg and Pretoria, the capital, are still too close to call Saturday, with 99% of the vote counted. The country's ruling party, the African National Congress, or ANC, has taken a drubbing in local elections, including the Democratic Alliance victory over the ANC and Mandela Bay. Some leaders of the Democratic Alliance believe the results of the current election may impact national races.
In years to come, and as our politics realign, this election will indeed be seen as a tipping point. It will be remembered as a moment where the ANC lost its foothold as a dominant party and the DA has emerged as a serious contender to win a national election and as an alternative to the ANC.
The ANC, Nelson Mandela's party, is still leading overall with an estimated 53% of the vote, but is seeing its worst electoral performance since the end of apartheid. Chinese Coast Guard vessels and air patrols and fishing fleets are reasserting their disputed maritime claims in two distant areas Saturday, despite last month's ruling by International Tribunal that their territorial claims in the South China Sea have no legal basis. Chinese vessels are allowed to operate in the region, but the large numbers seen Saturday raised alarm. Japan's foreign ministry demanded that the ships leave the area where it has state claims, stating that three of the Coast Guard vessels were armed with what appeared to be gun batteries. China appears to be steadfast on ignoring countries claiming territorial rights in the South China Sea. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is now endorsing the country's top Republicans for political office after surveys of American voters this week show he is falling behind Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. The latest opinion poll released late Friday showed Clinton's lead over Trump narrowed to less than 3 percentage points, a drop from 8 points that same poll showed last week on Monday. Both candidates continuing to campaign ahead of the November elections. And U.S. President Barack Obama and the First Family are starting their summer vacation. The President, First Lady, and their teenage daughters left the White House Saturday for the resort island of Martha's Vineyard off the northeastern coast of Massachusetts. While it's a working vacation for the President, he's expected to spend some time on the golf course. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.